I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Jean Schomburg. She is co-founder of Word Harvest that every year puts on, among other things, the Tony Hillerman Writers Conference, which is coming up in early November. And I'd like to introduce novelists Joanne Mapson and Judy Hendricks, who are going to be doing a conference or pre-conference workshop. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Mary Charlotte.
Hi, Mary Charlotte.
Hi.
So we are talking about this way early because, what, there's a registration deadline coming up for the Writers Conference?
There's an early bird registration deadline that ends September 22nd, and we'd like people to be able to take advantage of it.
Oh, okay, so they save money if they sign up for the conference now.
Right.
So what happens at the conference?
The conference is sort of a three-parter. The first part on the 8th is the pre-conference workshop that Joanne and Judy are going to team teach. Then Friday is the art and craft of writing, and Saturday is the business of writing. And we have 19 presenters, and we hope that everyone will sign up and come and learn more about writing. And this is for authors who have been published and maybe who need a little kickstart, or for new writers who want to learn more about writing.
So the pre-conference workshop is called Pacing Your Book from Start to Finish, Adding Tension to Tighten a Sagging Middle, which is very funny.
Well, we're going to do the...
It's the corset.
Right, the Scarlett O'Hara and the whalebone corset.
Now, you both are, between the two of you, you have 16 novels.
Right.
A lot of writing. And would you both say that the middle part is the hardest part?
Oh, definitely. Well, all the parts are hard, but the middle's especially hard.
Why is that?
It's sort of the black hole into which everything falls between the beginning and the end. I mean, you can have a good beginning, and you know sort of where you're going, but it's getting there without bogging down that's the problem.
Or it can also be a case of bloat in the middle. You've put too much into the novel. You don't know how to deal with everything you've put there, how to pull it back, how to edit yourself. And actually, what we're going to talk about is what gets you into that trouble in the first place.
Right.
Right, because if you put in too much in the beginning, you're going to have that trouble. And so it's like you're saying it's an avoidable problem.
Well, writing a novel, I think, and maybe you agree, like throwing balls up in the air, like a juggler, one of those guys that has like 10 or 15 balls. The problem is when you throw them up in the air,
they're going to come down.
True enough. Now, so writer as juggler, if you don't have that kind of dexterity, what, you just throw fewer balls up?
Well, you can either learn how to deal with more balls or you can throw fewer up.
Be sure they're super balls.
That's right.
Now, I want to hear from each of you. When you write a novel, when you start, I mean, you've written so many between the two of you that they're, I'm sure, or maybe not, I would think a pattern emerges in the process. How much of it do you have mapped out when you start?
Well, actually, I think that every time you write a novel, you have to learn to write all over again. At least I do. And I try to have a plan when I start, but I find that the plan sometimes takes a detour. In fact, usually takes a detour.
It seems like you should be able to map out a novel, and it seems like once you've written one of them, you should sort of understand the process. But it's mysterious. It's maddening. It's always different. And every single time I spend a couple months whining about it, and then I get down to work.
Right. And you go, oh, I remember.
Is the whining a helpful part of the process? Does it have good consequences?
I think so.
I don't know if it's helpful, but it's necessary.
I think it's like dating a guy. You know, you want to whine about how he isn't perfect for a while, and then you kind of, you know,
accept it.
Oh, I see. At the beginning, I thought you talk about how perfect he is and then see the flaws later.
Nah.
So, okay, well, we don't want to give away the whole workshop, but tell us a little bit more about this whole process. And, I mean, were the two of you taught by somebody else how to tighten a sagging middle in your fiction writing?
Well, I think that one of the things we have to reveal right now is where we met.
Right.
Where did you meet?
Joanne was my teacher.
Ah.
And Judy came to my class with a finished novel. So basically all I did was give her an agent's telephone number.
No, not really.
Yes, really. But anyway, here we are in Santa Fe.
But wait a minute. Did you have to help her tighten her sagging middle of the story?
She had a great novel. It needed no tightening.
All the subsequent ones have.
This was Bread Alone?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was wonderful. I read it and went, easy sell, and called my agent.
But and then you sold it.
Yeah.
And she did.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful story.
It was. And she made me promise that I'd do the same for somebody else someday.
And have you?
Yes, I have. What's interesting, though, and I think what led to this class and makes it natural for us, is that relationship. At one point, one of us was a teacher and a student, and then we became colleagues, and we have done enough now in the writing field that we can put something together like this as equals and give it to students. And we do help each other with our work. We trade pages, so we're practiced in in helping people with sagging middles. Many corsets in my drawer. Me too.
So, I've read a couple of your novels, Judy Hendrix, and you've got some characters, you've got two that, where you've got some of the same people.
Right.
Recurring, and then two other ones who I think aren't related. Is that right?
Right.
What about you, Joanne? Do you work with the same characters? Do they come back and kind of make you deal with them some more?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I write standalones. My last book, Solomon's Oak, introduced some characters who appear in my new book, Finding Casey, that comes out this October. And then right now I'm writing a novel that goes back to my second novel with those characters from Blue Rodeo.
How long ago was that?
20 years.
And so those people have come back?
I've been waiting to write this book since I wrote the other one.
Now, are they 20 years older?
No, I made them only 10 years older.
Ah.
20, you know.
20 goes by fast.
It does, and that's real life, but in a book, you know, who wants to have all the sagging parts?
The sagging middles that we've been talking about.
She had to go back and read her first one again.
And I couldn't figure out who'd written it. I thought possibly Judy had. I could not imagine I wrote that book.
Now, are there a lot more fiction writers than there used to be before... for example, word processing, and it's much easier with a lot of digital media to do almost any art form. There's more photographers, certainly because of digital photography. Is it that way for fiction?
I think so, and it's also because there's more MFA programs teaching people how to write.
That's right, and more self-publishing possibilities.
Absolutely.
It's really changing, but I always think of Flannery O'Connor.
Yeah, I love that quote.
What?
She was asked by a reporter if she thought that MFA programs discouraged young writers, and she said,
"My opinion is they don't discourage enough of them."
Well, that's sort of where I was going. I wondered if all this, on the one hand, wonderful opportunity makes for better writing, or just makes for more writers who we wish we didn't have to slog through.
I think it's kind of a double-edged sword, because... you know, you do have a lot of writers that you don't want to read, but you have the choice to read them. And it also makes it possible for good writers to be read who probably never would be.
I agree with that. I have a friend in Florida who had published 5 books and her sales weren't great. And she was dropped from her publishing company and she started releasing books on Kindle. And she still has a really good following, and I think it will build back up.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So this class that you're going to be teaching, pacing your book from start to finish, adding tension to tighten a sagging middle. So I'm guessing you are really making this available, above all, to people who've got a book, who've got a novel that they're revising or that they're almost done with.
Well, I think it could work either way. I mean, you've got to deal with the middle whether you've already started or not, but I think it would be particularly helpful to somebody who was having a problem with that. And a lot of times you have a finished manuscript, but the middle's not right.
It kind of duplicates what happened in my class all those years ago. Judy walked in with a novel.
Right.
She didn't know where to take it. She'd had another opinion from a editing service, and it was completely wrong. You know, I knew.
Oh, what? You've told this story. What was it? Take out all the references to bread?
Right. Get rid of the bread. Get rid of, you know, she essentially...
The book was called Bread Alone. It was about a bakery, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. And she wanted me to just take out everything except the love story. I was like, well, I don't think that's going to work for me. So.
Right. And when I read it, I said, oh, my gosh, this is wonderful. No one's written about a bakery like this. It's great. It's fresh. It's new. People are going to love it. And indeed, they did. The book did very well. Now, but you know what? Your question about people coming in with a finished manuscript, that is so important. I think the Tony Hillerman Conference in particular speaks to that population of writers. They can walk in there with a manuscript, intermediate, and really walk away with a lot.
So the Tony Hillerman Writers Conference is coming up November 8th through 10th. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here in Santa Fe.
Yes.
And you can go to wordharvest.com and find more about it, and you can sign up for all sorts of things, and you can sign up by the early bird registration deadline, which is the 22nd of September. Now, is the conference, it's not just obviously for mystery writers, it's for all kinds of writers.
It's for all genres, yes. We started out as a mystery conference back in 2004, and over time we've not done as much of that. It's for fiction and nonfiction writers.
So we look forward to that, and maybe we'll hear more about it closer to the time. Novelists Joanne Mapson and Judy Hendricks and Jean Schomburg, co-founder of Word Harvest, thank you all so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.